This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Today, an update on Citizens for Greater Idaho. Mike McCarter joining us from La Pine this afternoon. Mike, thanks for being on with us.
Hey, thank you for allowing me to come on.
So give us kind of an update on the Greater Idaho movement, and maybe let's start out just so everybody is kind of on a level playing field. Explain exactly what your proposal is.
Yeah, let me step back just a little bit. Back to January of 2020, a group of grassroots people in and around La Pine, Southern Oregon, decided that probably the best way to change the makeup between rural and urban Oregon is to propose a border shift of moving the Oregon-Idaho border to the base of the Cascades and then just south of La Pine straight over to the ocean. We felt we should probably go county by county, 19 rural counties complete, 3 partials, and try to get a vote, not to secede from Oregon, but to find out if they wanted to start looking into the possibility in the details of becoming a county of Idaho. So that's where it started with a petition process. And to date, we've got 8 counties that have voted positively to do this, and we're marching on with we have Klamath County and Douglas County set up to go onto the ballot in May of 2022.
Last week, voters in Harney County voted heavily in favor of the measure. Talk about what they were voting on.
Basically, they were voting on asking their county commissioners to start working towards the possibility of Harney County becoming a county of Idaho. In other words, looking at details that were important to Harney and moving the information up the line to a state representative, a state senator that covers that area, and get it into the Oregon legislature. Now, in November of 2020, the county commissioners in Douglas County put that question on as an advisory vote, because we did not have enough signatures to get it on from the people. Now we have more than enough signatures to get it on in Douglas County, so it will be coming back in next spring.
And what kind of percentage were you talking about in this recent vote in Harney County?
Harney County won by 63%, and in May of this year, we had 5 counties vote. And probably the largest one was Lake County, voted 74% in favor of it. So between those two elections, we're looking at 62 to 63% in favor of starting this process.
And I understand that in Harney County, the turnout was also higher than average for a special election.
Yeah, you know, in rural Oregon, I expect, you know, especially in Douglas County, because there's quite a mix of population there from the coast all the way inland on the I-5 corridor, there is a tremendous amount of frustration. And I contacted our county captain there prior to getting this on the ballot and said, should we wait until next spring to get it on the ballot? And she says, no, people are fired up about it. So that's why we pushed for an off-cycle election to get this on the ballot. And so it came in with those kind of results.
Now, it's interesting because it's rare that any kind of ballot measure gets that high percentage regardless of what the question is.
It is. That's a reflection. And it sends a big voice to the Oregon legislature that you've got a problem with rural Oregon. And you can choose to ignore it just like you have been on everything else for the last 20 years, or you can do something about it. And so we're trying to get that discussion started in Salem and then move it over and get it started in Boise between the two states.
Now, as you've talked to Oregon officials so far, folks in Salem, what kind of response have you gotten?
You know, it's been somewhat mute there, but we're actually seeing some activity and some feedback from the rural Oregon senators, Linthicum, Senator Finley out of Ontario. He has said he would, if the counties would contact him through the county commissioners, he would take it to the Oregon legislature this next year. So it's starting to gain traction with the decision makers now.
What about in Idaho? What did their officials say about this idea?
Well, Idaho representatives, I presented Greater Idaho to them in April of this year to about a third of the legislature in Boise, and the response was great. Now, people have to understand that the response from those politicians basically are not, let's make a move right now. The response is, let's start talking about it. Let's look at the figures and the facts and things like that before we make a decision. So we had a poll run by Trafalgar Group a couple weeks ago in out of Idaho, and it came back 51% in favor, 35% against out of the people. But we also found that there was an awful lot of people that were uninformed with the facts and needed more information. And that's the reason we ran that poll. We wanted to find out what Idahoans thought about it, too.
And obviously, if you are able to go forward with something like this, when you move a large chunk of population from one state to another, they're going to a different tax structure. There's going to be a number of changes. There's a lot of things to take a look at there.
Agreed. It's a mountain to climb. But, you know, it, first of all, it's got to be started with the decision makers. They're the ones that have to look at these things and start dealing it back and forth. People have to remember that in a negotiation like this, just like two neighbors that want to maybe change their lot line between them, you got to look at the facts and figures and start the discussion up to see, you know, where the interest is at and things like that. So it's a detailed process, but and everything is open for negotiations. And there's nothing cast in stone on a border between states. If you look back in history, states were defined by like people. Well, right now, rural Oregon is more like the conservative folks that are in Idaho than it is to Northwest Oregon. And so that's why there's the push to join hands with them.
And if this were to go forward as well, you got funding issues. I mean, Oregon would lose a bunch of state revenue and Idaho would gain it.
Well, you know, looking at the facts and figures, and of course, that's pretty much up in the air and it takes the real in-depth look at it. But the way Oregon funds some of its counties, it actually, Northwest Oregon actually pours out a good amount of money to some of the rural counties. And those rural counties basically are funded that way, whereas Idaho counties are funded by sales tax and a different type of setup there. So if Northwest Oregon let rural Oregon go, they would become much richer in their financial end of things. So it's a win for them, but they have to look at those numbers first to see how it actually works out.
And you mentioned sales tax. That even adds another wrinkle to all of this. Oregonians many times have voted against a sales tax. What has this factored into any of the discussions as people talk about this idea that they would then be in a state that does have a sales tax?
You know, the reason that people focus on the sales tax is because when they see the cash register receipt, they see a line item for sales tax in Idaho. Oregon has a sales tax. They put so many taxes on corporations that have to pass it down to the people, i.e. the 17% small business tax. Who's going to pay that? They can't pay it, so they're going to have to pass it to the customers. We have sales tax, believe it or not. We just don't see it. So, you know, to me, that's not a big issue at all. If you drive to Idaho and you purchase anything, how come it's always cheaper than Oregon, even with the sales tax on it? It you know, doesn't make sense. So we're paying taxes in Oregon. It's just hidden.
Got to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. Mike McCarter, Citizens for Greater Idaho, the interview podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. 1246, this is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson coming at 1. Later, KQEN Local Talk at 4. Douglas County's Commissioner of Dirt, Mike Winters, the Lawn and Garden Show today, part of KQEN Local Talk at 4. And of course, tomorrow is Veterans Day. Both our morning conversation and Inside Douglas County focusing on veterans tomorrow, and you'll get to learn more about the lives of three of them in our conversation scheduled for tomorrow. Mike McCarter with us from Citizens for Greater Idaho. Mike, what was your background politically before getting involved in all of this?
You know, politically, I've never really been involved in politics per se. I spent 30 years in the agriculture industry in the Willamette Valley. Was the president of Oregon Association of Nurserymen and the president of Agribusiness Council of Oregon. So, I mean, that's as far as I've gone with politics. But it's an important question because Greater Idaho is a traditional value movement. It's not designed around politics, even though politics does come into play. It's about faith and family, freedom, independence, and self-sufficiency. We don't need the government to control every fact of our life. Give us the freedom. We know how to live. And Douglas County is really Greater Idaho's first love. Because when we launched it, we launched a rally in Roseburg at the fairgrounds, and over 400 people showed up. It was an incredible send-off to what we were trying to do. But, of course, 3 days later, the governor shut the state down with COVID. And, you know, that was our first and our biggest rally that we've seen in it. And we hope to come back to that because I listen to the citizens of Douglas County, and they feel that same traditional value that they want to maintain there and not let it go away. So it's an important fact in our life.
And how hard has it been to get your message out in the past 18 months with everything that's been going on restriction-wise?
You know, that's been the biggest hill to climb. It hasn't been that really anybody's come out to against what we're talking about. It's the biggest battle is getting the word out because there hasn't really been any, you know, the fairs have just started coming back and rodeos. And big events like that, where normally you would get your message out through this, that was part of our issue initially when Douglas County had this on the ballot in November of 2020. It was a new message. We're a grassroots movement, so we don't have a big budget, and it was just hard to get the word out, the true facts about it. And so we are super excited, you know. Harney County was our eighth county that's come on board. We're still working on four more counties that have petitions going. And, you know, there's a couple of counties that refused petitions, and the people are starting to sound off because they want to vote on the issue also. The biggest one is Coos County. Coos County refused to allow a petition to let their people vote. And that's crap because this is a free country, and people want to get their voice out. So, you know, I would encourage Coos County citizens, call your commissioners, say you want to be able to vote on this issue, whether it's for it or against it. We don't have a problem with if somebody votes against it, they're speaking their voice.
What was the response from Coos County in terms of why they turned down your effort?
Well, a county clerk and their legal advice looks at it and says, well, is this legislative or is this administrative? And they said, well, it's not legislative, even though we sent them six different rewrites on it to try to get it that way. 15 counties accepted it. So why would one county or two or three? And there's actually four counties that have refused them. A couple of them, our process says we need to take it to the circuit court and have a judge look at it. We did that in three counties. We lost in one and we won in two with it. So instead, you know, I hate to stand up in front of a judge. I, you know, not that I'm guilty, but I kind of get that feeling when I'm in a court situation because I'm out of my comfort zone. But if the county clerk and the legal people behind it say, no, we're not going to allow the petition, then the citizens need to step forward like they are doing right now in Cook County and telling the commissioners, put it on a ballot as an advisory vote. You don't have to come out in favor of it or against it, but let us vote on the issue.
Around the nation, periodically, you hear about similar thoughts for sometimes different reasons. Points along the way, there was the idea of the state of Jefferson. There was also ideas of breaking California into two or maybe even other states. Has doing something like this ever been successful around the U.S.?
You know, I don't know. In the size that we're talking about in moving a large chunk of the state, probably the biggest time that something like this happened was when West Virginia separated from Virginia. But, you know, there are other places that are talking about this same thing, but they're not as far along necessarily as we are with the movement. And I don't know if they approached it on a county-by-county basis the way that we actually have done it. So our momentum is increasing. We're continuing. We've got a good group of grassroots volunteers that are continuing to get the word out in all the rural counties. And again, we're coming back to Douglas County for a vote next spring.
Now, what does it take to go further? Do you have to get a sign-off from the legislature in Oregon and then ultimately something on the federal level?
Well, it basically comes down to a compact or an agreement that's worked out between the Oregon legislature and the Idaho legislature. And when that agreement is worked out, then it's sent to U.S. Congress for approval. And we believe that if it goes up to the Congress for approval, it's going to be approved because we're not changing the makeup necessarily. We're not adding any more senators or any more representatives. It's just a shift of things. And so there should be no reason why they wouldn't approve it.
Now, if people want to get connected with your organization and get more information, how do they do that?
GreaterIdaho.org. It's got questions. It's got answers. It's got maps. It's got facts and figures on it. It's just a wealth of information. But, you know, at one point we had a Facebook page of over 12,000 members, and we lost it on January 6th because we were considered an insurrectionist group. And, you know, we haven't been able to get it all back. We lost all that contact base. So at that point, we shifted everything to our website, greateridaho.org.
All right, Mike McCarter.
So it's a good.
We're out of time for
Thank
now.
You.
And again, that's going to be coming back to Douglas County, you said, next year, right?
Yes, in May. It'll be on the ballot.
All right, Mike McCarter, thanks for being on today.
Hey, thank you for inviting us on here. And anytime, give me a call, and we'll be back.
1257 News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.